Hello?
Hey, dude.
Hey, quick question. So, for Ethan Monroe, I'm looking at your dip there, and it says that a voicemail requesting
Callback.
a callback got approved for a higher amount to cover payout. So, does someone do a 1.5 or an underwriting call yet on that?
Well, we remember this is one where I spoke with her and we told her that we have a second position option or we
Yeah.
have a payoff option, but the balance needed to be at a specific point. So yeah, I mean we I mean I kind of did. I like
Okay.
I mean we didn't really have a formal 1.5 call. I think that was before we like implemented that.
But you're the one who's
Yes.
okay, Julian. Got it. So
Yeah,
you're
we're
taking care of that. So you don't need anything from DK or me on that.
No, I do not. Yeah,
Okay.
I'm gonna give her a call again today.
Okay. And then Premier Family Dental, what's going on with that? She wants 18 months requested.
Let's see. Yeah,
That was nice.
so we had a conversation yesterday, like underwriting call. I gave her like 12 months, 18 months option. She was leaning towards 18 months. She said she'd get back to me, and then she emailed me saying she wants to do 18 months. I said, okay, cool. Send me your driver's license, voided check. I haven't heard back yet. She's a dentist, so she's like with patients like all day except for her lunch break. So she'll I'm sure she'll get back to me today.
Okay, so she wants to go with the 18-month program.
Yeah.
How much is it for?
It's for 55K
55K.
or 50.
Okay.
54 something. It might be 55.
Julian asked for driver's license and voided check.
I'll give her a call today if I don't hear back, but
We'll follow up today. Okay.
yeah.
Cool. So that's good. All right. And then Hyperion Logistics?
Yeah, they got
Dude.
declined. It's dead already.
Okay, and then
Yeah, he's like less than 1 year in business.
And then Echelon Enterprises.
I submitted that yesterday. I think it got submitted. I submitted to DK. I think it got submitted. Let me double check my email. Let's see. Credit. Hyperion. Pretty sure it got submitted. I submitted to DK. I haven't heard anything from credit yet. If DK doesn't respond, like if he doesn't say he got it, does that mean that he didn't submit it? Or
Maybe.
like I never
Okay.
know.
I will, so I'm that's what I'll get an
Okay, cool.
update
All right, cool. This guy's been kind of a flake. That Echelon Enterprises. He owns a bike shop. He does really well. He does like 3 or 4 million a year. Like legit website. But the only time I spoke with him was when he DM'd me. He's pretty much kept in touch with me through email. Like he never calls me back or anything. So, I
Okay.
mean that's just how some people work though. But
Yeah. Okay. No worries. All right, cool, man. So I will. The only thing that I have. Actually, I don't have anything for you. I mean, Baja Bay, did DK ever get it back to you on that?
no, I don't know if he heard anything from Ruben or John Mina or whatever.
All right, I'll ask
Last I heard,
again.
it was knocked out. The other thing is Generation of Color. I also submitted that to DK yesterday for a second position. Can you get an update on that as well? I don't know if he like submitted it
Yeah.
or whatever either.
To submit for second position. Okay. And then Horan Building asked Dennis if he's going to
The
call.
last update was from like Thursday. He requested driver's license voided check. He said he's going to send it and he gave him the stips and that was the last.
Okay.
I left him a couple voicemails yesterday. I haven't heard anything back, so
All right.
yeah.
I'll see.
Maybe have DK call him today because DK didn't call him yesterday.
Left voicemails yesterday. No return call. All right, cool, man.
All right, dude, thank you.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.